And we're live. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie. Okay, so...
No one greeted Ellen, though.
By the way, I was so confused about who Ellen... By the way, guys, hello,
Ellen
welcome back.
Ellen is Ken's best friend.
Okay, to our pod. This is a Barbie movie recap. I have no name for this. It's just Barbie movie recap. Do you guys have any fun names to name this segment?
I just had a thought.
What thought? You have to speak into the mic.
I totally forgot Ellen existed until they showed him on the screen.
Ellen is
like,
for woman.
For woman?
Like, he is with woman.
He
stands with woman the entire time.
He
didn't hang out with Ken, even though is Ken's best friend, but like, he supported Barbie.
I think the problem I have is that he's played by Michael Cera.
Who is that?
And I can't take him seriously. He plays like, is he Scott Pilgrim vs. the World?
I have no idea what that is.
Like he's
but he looks familiar.
He's an actor that plays like losers. I don't know how to say it, like the loser variety in Hollywood.
He's typecast.
I don't know. And then his contour was insane. Did you see that?
No.
Like, his contour was here, like, down below his Ellen.
Oh.
He had a contour that covered his
chin. I need to
chin.
Rewatch it now.
It was wild. I was like, what the fuck is that? It's like when I see idols with, like, insane nose contours.
Yeah.
Like, the face is fine, but just brown on the nose. I'm like, did they shit on your nose and, like, mush it around? Like, I feel so bad for some idols because they look fine. They are perfectly fine. Their nose are like really high already and like pointed, but they contour the shit out of it. For why?
To be a toothpick.
And it's even worse when they are the only one in the whole group that has that kind of makeup. The rest of them look fine, right?
It
but they are the only one, and that's Ellen. That's Ellen. Okay, so what do you guys think about the movie?
It's not what I expected.
What do you expect?
Okay, because I had to stop Twitter for a while because everyone was talking about what it is.
Really?
Yeah, like the weekend premiere, that weekend. Right after that date, my whole feed was just flooded with like people talking about the movie, so I had to stop. But I got like glimpses. They were talking about talking about feminists. It's talking about like women being older and mothers. So I kind of like got that. I did not expect Ken though.
Like so much of the movie was about Ken.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I kind of get it. But I kind of don't.
It reflects the real world though.
No, it reflects the real world, but it's like a movie that has the name Barbie, which is about a the Barbie, which is, I'm gonna use a very late, it's like a woman movie, but half of the movie is about men.
I thought that Ken would be like a supportive character.
Yeah,
he kind of is like the antagonist.
No, he's the villain.
He's the villain
of life, actually. Which makes me. I mean, here's the thing. I also saw on like online, and someone like, I guess the statement was, the feminist agenda will be the downfall of society. Something like that.
Okay.
And like, because of this movie.
I think
they said like, this movie will be the downfall of society. And I'm like, this movie?
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
Why?
No, as in because it's like a woke movie.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
Woke. You know what woke is? Woke is more toxic than that.
Why are you whispering? The mic is here.
Our listeners can't hear. I'm not whispering. Woke is more toxic than that. At least from what I've seen. Like, they've
lost
meaning. Yeah, I think...
I'm sorry, do you think my mic is $5,000? This is a cheap mic. It can't capture sound that is further than like a centimeter away.
No. They'll be like, oh, freedom of speech, but it's only if it sides with them, you know what I mean?
Then you mean the men?
Of speech.
You mean like men?
Oh my god, I just realized the inside of the bag.
By the way, guys, let me set a scene. The woman on my left is interested in her bag, and the woman on my right is interested in a Hello Kitty handphone.
Which is mine, by the way.
So.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
So this
is. No, it's okay. Today I'm Slay Barbie.
This is so cute.
Everything I have is just Slay.
I kind of want to get this.
And today I'm like actually kind of proud because I chose Magic Earring Ken. And Magic Earring Ken is the only Ken that is like the real deal. Because it's gay
the
Ken.
Real deal.
So do you guys know the story about Earring Barbie? Earring Ken?
No.
So in the 80s, the creators were like scouting the streets. And they were trying to find new ideas. And they found out like, a lot of guys were wearing earrings on their necklaces. And they're like, let's make that into a Ken. Ooh. Turns out they're all gay. And I think they're all like more special rings than normal rings.
Whatever that means.
Like in the 80s, people used to wear cock rings on their necks.
Oh.
I think I saw this one interview on Graham Norton where like Jen Aniston was wearing a necklace that had a cock ring.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Do you just call her Jen Aniston?
Yeah.
Right, because you're so close.
Yeah.
You reminded me of
that. Anyways, okay, so is there any part of the movie that you guys thought that, oh my god, it's the best thing about this movie? You almost thought I said best thing ever.
Yeah.
No, I know you're gonna have something to say about that. Best thing about this movie.
I have to say it first. The whole time I was watching the movie, right, I fully believed they were dolls. And then I had to remind myself, like, they're real people playing as dolls.
I mean, they are.
Yeah. But I fully...
Scratch that. Reverse it. Wait, you thought... What do you mean you thought they were dolls?
Because they... Like, how they acted as dolls was so believable. I was just like, yeah, that's Barbie presented.
You know what?
What?
You know what I mean?
What?
You know what I mean?
So you mean the teeth that they had, you thought they were plastic?
No.
You thought Margot Robbie's eyes were rubber?
No.
Okay, so what did you mean?
Actually, I also don't know what you mean.
Yeah. So when you watch Harry Potter, do you think that's...
She thinks it's real.
It's for real?
No, it's
wait,
like...
But did you check the one I sent you?
I haven't yet.
What are you guys talking about? What is this that's happening?
No, vegetable. Please show. Oh. Oh, you never see. Yours also. Oh. I sent like super long.
I can't exit that.
Oh, alright.
Okay, wait. I'll check it later.
No, you should...
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. No, as in like the way they acted like...
This better be good, y'all.
Childlike. Like a doll. Like how you would... Like, you know when you're younger and you
play
with...
That's the point.
That's the point. But it was so good. There wasn't a moment where I was like... I'm seeing Ryan Gosling and like Margot Robbie. Like,
really?
Believe
because there was
character.
A moment where the mermaid came up, which was Dua Lipa. And Issa was like, is that Dua Lipa?
Yeah, that's Dua Lipa.
That's Dua Lipa.
And John Cena.
Yeah.
John Cena, yeah.
But
yeah. John Cena's just happy to show up and get money.
Yeah. He was there shorter than Dua Lipa, which I didn't think was possible.
I mean,
okay.
It's not about the Ken.
I mean,
it's about
okay.
I
are you still? What are you doing?
I'm checking. You know what? This app is not user friendly. How do I check?
No,
it?
You're supposed to put it on your home screen.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. That you can see. I thought I made it clear, guys.
No, but I know you made it clear, but I don't like this app. It's so not user friendly.
She understands, but she just doesn't like it.
How do you put it on? I can't do it alone.
No, not here.
Then?
When you
okay, can we do this?
No, okay, but
after work hours.
Message. Open the message.
You mean my home screen? No,
widget.
The app itself.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, y'all, they're fully trying to make this app work.
Is it home screen? No. Is it friend?
You have to add widget.
Yeah, you have to add like this one.
Okay.
Girl, I mean, okay.
Okay, let me see if I can.
Oh, okay.
Here? Okay.
There
what is happening?
There it is. Okay.
What does it say?
It says, just a gentle reminder, Harry Potter is not real. It was sent on the 10th of July.
Huh? What was sent on the 10th of July?
This.
Why?
She sent it on... What happened on the 10th of July?
No, because earlier that day, she was like, I don't care, it's not real.
To what?
Oh, because when you went to Harry Potter USJ...
No, it wasn't that.
Oh.
This was like 2 weeks ago.
About what?
Yeah.
What was it? I also forgot. But I remember she said that and that was my reply.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So this
it wasn't
is,
about Harry Potter. So I this is. It was something else. Do you remember? You were there.
Oh wait, I think I can't remember where we were talking about something.
In person.
And then you're like, I don't care, it isn't real. And then I think Rabia tried to get you back by saying, well, Harry Potter isn't real either.
Where were we?
What are we doing?
Were you at your house?
I think so.
And what wasn't real?
Yeah.
Were we watching something on Netflix?
I
were we watching a movie?
Because this was sent long ago and y'all never replied.
This is why you need to... Can you give your punchline on the day of?
Yeah.
I did.
Can you not...
No,
wait.
Because... Okay. No, because she didn't install open. It. Yeah. So she didn't know. Okay.
You could have done this through WhatsApp. Text.
No, it hits different.
On the widget?
Yeah.
Do you... Are you feeling like... Do you feel that was extremely funny, Iza?
It was.
No.
Oh. Hmm. Reviews are in.
Oh my god, it was because like at that time it was fresh, but because y'all didn't put it in your home screen.
Y'all, I'm not involved in this.
No, you didn't also. Did you put, because I
the only thing you, also. The only thing you sent me is gay poop.
Oh yeah, so you did see.
I did see. That's the only thing. I replied for rainbow also.
Really?
That's the only thing I sent, a rainbow.
No, but that was before.
Yeah, because I'm lazy to change it. Can we go back to the freaking freaking movie.
Okay.
So, who answered the question just now? What's the best part about the movie?
The fact that I believe they were dolls.
Oh, which is wild. What a weird response. You?
I just like how it's relatable.
To who?
To me.
There was not a single Malay person.
What did you relate
to? As a woman, do you forget that I'm a woman? Oh my god.
Just kidding. I mean, it's not relatable to me at all. I mean, I've spent the first half of the movie just like hating because you know how because I want to see the Barbies in action.
I'm pretty sure that's the point.
I would rather,
it reflects the real world.
I would rather prefer if the Barbie movie was about them like fighting like something evil or something
like the patriarchy.
No, not an idea. I'm talking about like if they fought against like Magneto
Voldemort.
Or something.
Like the corporate. I thought the corporate.
No, not corporate. I mean, it doesn't have to always be about like a message about like, it could just be about fighting as a Barbie. That's what I would have enjoyed. Anyways, the best part about the movie for me is I don't know, Magic Earring Can.
I knew you were gonna say
yeah,
that.
And the discontinued Barbies. That was cool.
Like
I wish there were more.
Oh.
The pregnant mage was weird, as they stated.
Yeah.
And then they keep making this point about like, I'm sorry, weird Barbie, that we call you that in front of your face and behind.
I think weird Barbie carried.
No.
Yes. Without weird Barbie, she wouldn't know how to fix it.
I don't know why they had to go to weird Barbie to like fix.
By the way, have y'all ever watched The Giver?
The Giver,
no, not The Giving
like
Tree.
A horror movie.
No, The Giver.
Off.
No, The Giver. No. It's like a movie that was wedged in between
I heard about it, but I forgot what's
that movie? Insurgent? Or is it Valoran? Not Valoran. It was between Hunger Games and
Twilight?
The Maze Runner.
Oh.
And then there was a movie called The Giver.
Right.
It was about a guy who like holds the hands
of. You told me this before.
Yeah, and there was a scene where the guy receives the knowledge of the world from another guy, and this Barbie movie has Barbie receive the knowledge of woman from a woman, and I think yeah. So that's my favorite part of the movie,
no,
I guess.
It is the same. The plot is literally the same.
Yeah.
It's set in a society which appears to be utopian, but it's dystopian.
Literally, the movie The Giver.
Yeah.
But that movie's protagonist is a man, so. No to that. That should be a giver too.
Yeah,
but it's a lot darker.
Okay, what's the worst thing about this movie?
That Alan didn't get recognition.
He did.
As much as
he should have.
For what he do?
Like, he support Barbie the whole time.
Okay, congratulate men for just supporting women and give them flowers for being good?
No.
What? So what?
Your question was, what was the
best part?
Worst part. So I answered lah.
Okay, what's the worst part?
That fur coat that he wore.
Oh, the coat?
The mink. Oh my god.
I think that's
so you have the problem. You have the problem with the wardrobe department.
Yeah. I was just like, why is... I mean...
Well, there's only one wig maker. So maybe there's one coat finder. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I just hated that coat.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe that's the point.
You shouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, then I hate his hair.
Yeah.
I do not like his hair.
It's very...
Ken's blonde. Hair... should be more. Ken's hair should be like a huge thing, like a loaf of bread on his head.
Yeah, that he has the style. Yeah.
Yeah. But he had like a Justin Bieber cut.
No.
No.
Oh, that's cute. Google still has, like, when you switch up the cast, they still have it on. I don't know how long they're gonna keep it up, but
By the way, I also want to recognize that the woman on my right, when I asked her, is she excited about the Barbie movie, she said, yes, I want to see Ryan Gosling.
Yes, because I keep seeing his interviews on Twitter, and he's giving so much energy. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's giving Ken energy.
Yeah, I didn't ask you to break down the...
You
the
asked
thing.
Me what he meant. That's what I mean.
Okay. Another day of not understanding what the fuck you're saying.
What do you mean? I literally just explained.
No, as in like... Anyways, let's move on. What do you guys think about the ending?
What was the ending?
It was so
absurd. She chose to be human.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, why would you... You will have periods now.
She chose that.
Yeah.
Free will.
I don't think that should have been the ending.
Then what do you think the ending should be?
You are whispering as I say. Damn.
Oh, she took on the name of the inventor.
Who?
Ruth.
Who took off the name of the inventor?
Barbara Handler.
Uh-huh.
That's her name at the ending.
Yeah.
She said that's her name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I guess.
Yeah.
But I thought she's named after her daughter.
Who played her?
Which is Barbara Handler.
She passed away already.
Yeah. Barbie.
Sorry, did you just she passed away already. Is that what you just did right now?
No, I mean, Barbie's been around for so long.
Yeah.
What do you think the creator still
alive? Are you googling things about the Barbie after the Barbie movie?
Yes, because I don't really pay attention much.
Okay, then can you Google like...
I just want to know who played the inventor.
Like, oh, she was in Matilda.
What's her name?
I recognize like some of the actors are from Sex Education.
Yeah.
The guy.
Not just the guy, the girl also. And the other guy, you know, the intern that reported.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
Intern?
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He was in Sex Ed. I forgot his name. And then one of the Ken was in Sex Ed. And one of the Barbie was in the Sex Ed.
Okay,
They had to widen the cast.
Yeah.
I mean,
they opened it to a lot of people.
Yeah, they opened to the British people.
Yeah.
Even. Those are British actors.
The British are coming.
I think they're just Hollywood actors now.
The British are here.
Yeah, because this is such a huge thing.
Yeah, like Dua Lipa.
Okay, so out of 10, what would you give this movie? 1 is like, this is shit. And then 10 is like, this is the best movie of my life.
8.
Okay.
Because 8.
Okay,
why?
I get it. Okay.
What's the square?
Well, the point is, she couldn't eat. And then now she's eating.
Yeah, exactly.
So she didn't, she never ate.
No, but she ate.
Okay.
Period.
Barbie ate.
You?
I would give it out of 10.
I can't wait for this.
I would actually go about the same. Just for the
eight?
Ending. Yeah.
You give it an 8.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see how she gives an 8, but
what do you think, I was gonna go higher or lower?
What your favorite movie is?
Harry Potter.
No, actually, what is your favorite movie?
I don't think I have one at the moment.
There's one that's gotta be your favorite.
No, I have a favorite TV show, but movie.
What TV show?
I would watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, when I have nothing to watch, I would just watch that. Over and
I mean,
over
it's
again.
Good. It's funny.
It's so good.
It's 9.9 out of 10. I'm just so good with puns.
Okay, well, I'll give a 6.
A 6?
Yeah. I did not enjoy the script.
I mean, I thought the script was okay. It didn't feel awkward.
It did for me. Oh. And I think it's because...
I know what you mean. But I give it 8. One is because she's late, and another one is like the message. I really like the message.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for me, it's because it feels like... How do I even say this? It's like... A lot of the script, you could probably see it in a skit on YouTube. Like
you
that,
mean it's not original?
Like, the level of writing is like an online skit.
But I think it's
for
polished.
Me. Really?
It's a bit
I think
polished
the, I think the
skits.
Storyboard is fine.
Yeah.
I think the script is a bit
actually,
iffy.
Who's the narrator?
Her name is Helen Mirren.
No, but who?
As in that
is
movie.
In that Barbie movie?
Your mother.
Is she the
Call me mother.
Founder of...
The founder is American and the narrator is British, so no.
Oh. So
who's
the
who is she?
Maybe she's just representative of
is
women.
Is she God?
Yeah, maybe she's God as woman. As said by Ariana Grande. Being so maybe Barbie. God is a woman.
You know what? Recently my TikTok has been showing that Ariana is problematic.
Mine too.
Here's
and
the
then
thing.
Someone came
Here's
out
the thing.
Fake news that is not true.
Here's
so
the
now
thing.
I'm just like shut off from
Here's
it.
The thing. That's wild.
Yeah,
the
it
whole
is.
No, the whole thing is wild because
the whole, yeah.
One article comes out yeah. saying that she's reportedly allegedly
it
dating this
so much power.
Musical theater guy who's married.
Yeah.
Not just one. Apparently, like.
No, once that article came out, then people are out here saying that she reportedly has always been cheating on her partner. And I'm just like, are you sure?
No,
which is like...
She's also going for taken men or something.
Yeah.
But no, but this
that's
is...
what's reported.
Apparently,
but
yeah,
this is all...
Allegedly.
This is insane to me because it's all like...
It kind of like got out of control.
It's basically
like,
hearsay. It's
yeah.
not even grounded. Where's the proof?
Yeah.
Where's the pictures of his dick in her vagina?
There's no...
Where?
No, the thing is...
No, as in like, there's
there
no, like, arguments between her and
cheating doesn't
exes.
Mean, like, where?
No, but for me, it's like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Is it even,
because
you know?
I feel like when she had boyfriends and then she broke up with them...
She
like,
had boyfriend.
The articles coming out from her exes were not, like, this level of hatred. So I just feel like it's out of the sudden when she's... this new relationship that had nothing to do with her past relationship, but they're talking about it being like since she
I don't know.
They're just making. I think they're just making a lot of shit
I think
up.
It's because
yeah.
she divorced or something. Then they just bring up.
Wasn't she only engaged? She wasn't married.
No,
was she married?
She
was married.
So
like
now she's divorced.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, from the TikTok that I've seen.
Well, the moral of the story is women are not perfect.
Yeah.
They're human and they make mistakes. And that is enough.
That is true.
And Ariana Grande,
and
if you're listening to this...
people should keep out of other people's business.
What?
People should keep out of other people's business.
Yeah.
Unless you're causing hurt to yourself, in which case, we have all the right to be in your business.
What?
I don't know. If it's true, then I have a huge ache for her. But if it's not, then I feel sorry for
what
her.
Would
she needs
make
help.
You even believe that rumor? Like, there
no,
has
the thing
been
is,
no evidence.
It's on my FYP.
Yeah.
Like, one of them.
But people
no,
and that's Bible.
No,
that's Bible.
No,
Bible.
One of them even show, like, the. Like some sort of receipts. I forgot. It's
but
on
people
Instagram.
Can dig fake receipts.
Yeah.
Like,
no, the thing is, I don't.
This is the thing. Kim Kardashian did
I'm
it to like Taylor
what
Swift.
I saw, guys.
No, but like, I really feel like this is insane.
Yeah.
Why? This is back to like 2005. Like, what caused Britney Spears to shave her head? Kind of shit.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
That's why it's kind of like crazy to me because like we already. These kind of things happen over and over again,
yeah.
and we already see the consequences.
And then years later, they'll be like, "Oh, poor her."
Oh, you guys didn't support her.
I miss her.
You guys turned on her.
Oh, she was amazing.
What?
Y'all were wrong. You were wrong. You are wrong.
People just love to create
you.
Like, walls.
I'm looking at you. Can you stop following? Stop listening to those FYP things.
No, it's, I'm not following. They just appear.
But you.
It's your FYP, right?
Yeah.
It's your algorithm.
So your phone knows you're a messy bitch who lives for drama.
No.
If your FYP on TikTok is full of healthy stuff, you wouldn't even hear about Ariana Grande and this whole thing.
I don't know, it's just a random thing.
If it was once.
Because usually it's funny stuff, guys.
If it's like once, it's random. If it's like
twice.
On the daily.
No, it's not on the daily. It's just on that one fateful day.
Is this
and
what you
a
bought?
Lot of Ariana stuff. Ah, yes, it's that one. Yeah, there's two versions. There's the pink and the...
Don't buy a Hello Kitty phone, girl.
But it's so cute.
Yeah,
but you guys,
second,
you know...
This is my second Hello Kitty phone, by the way.
I want,
because
like,
the
I want
first
like
one,
a phone
I gave it to
the keys.
Somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Samsung has... Actually, can you Google Fairy Wand Bubbles with Wings? I want to buy that. Can one of you guys get me that?
That's
okay.
So specific.
No, because my favorite idol, he recently received
what
that.
What is it? Which one is it?
It's like something like this.
Okay.
It's like a wand with wings and it shoots bubbles.
Oh, okay.
It's so cute. And the idol that I like, he has this. And
oh.
he's bringing it everywhere.
I thought you should
And it's
ask
so
it
freaking funny. I'm in love. I'm in love with men.
Okay.
By the way, in the middle of the movie, I was like, I hate men. And I realized my favorite idol group right now is full of guys, so... I can't help it. I just love men. But I love specific men. Asian.
Oh my god, they have a laptop.
I love
docile.
Men too.
I remember
I really
when
love,
they first
no,
came out.
I love specific people, not specific gender. Oh, that's really cute.
If your laptop.
Search
I
Samsung
love
flip phone.
Green flag people.
Why?
That's what I
love. You want a cute flip phone with keys?
I want like, you know, the keys where you like.
Oh my god, the Motorola Razr.
Uh-huh.
It's going for $750 only.
Really?
Yeah.
$7.50.
Yes. And it's the one where it's the huge screen. What?
Hear yourself. Say that to yourself again. She says $7.50 Motorola Razr.
Wow.
$7.50.
So cheap.
$7. By the way, I also wanted to get into Nigerian accent and Singaporean accent. Wow. But I feel like I don't know how we can do that.
I also have no idea.
But I feel like one
there
day.
Is, though,
I
there
wish.
Is a Singaporean, like Nigerian person. Like, they are like.
They do exist.
Yeah, no, as in like on the internet.
But I really wanna. I really kinda wanna dive in, like, what makes us similar in our accents?
Oh,
someone broke it down on Twitter, on TikTok.
Right.
And I saw it, and they talk about it's the tone.
It's the tone.
It's the tone.
Yeah, it's that tone.
It's the tone.
It's Philippines.
It's the tone.
Oh my god. Okay, hold on, sorry. I'm looking at Hello Kitty phones, so I'm kind of distracted.
Okay, let's end this right now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Barbie.